Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just looked at the Celsius and I got scared.
Oh, no.
Well, it's five.
How cold?
Five American. It's 15 below Celsius.
Five American Fahrenheit, Eric.
Give me another country that uses Fahrenheit.
Fair point. Fair point.
Five above in Iowa. Minus 15 Celsius, if that's how you measure the temperature.
Why are we the holdouts? Like Celsius to Fahrenheit.
It's all metric,
inches,
right?
Yeah.
Everything that would have made math easier for everybody.
Huh.
We said nope.
No.
And then we dug in.
It's a lot easier if we just do it our own way.
Guys,
trust
we've got
us.
This.
No. The one holdout.
It's the imperial system. We'll just stick with it.
Why?
Right? I don't know.
Is it because we fear change?
Oh, that's for sure. That's human nature.
It's got to be it.
But doesn't this tie back to England's rule, the thing we tried to abandon? But we kept the math?
Why didn't we, like, Boston Tea Party that thing?
I don't know.
Throw those in there, too.
I get no taxation without representation. Clearly
sure.
get it.
Sure.
Clearly get that you don't like that your rules are being set by a country across a big ocean.
That makes sense.
But why hold on to the king's math?
But why keep that?
I know.
The most annoying part.
Right. Which seems very arbitrary at best. A foot is what? This? Elbow to your wrist?
Yeah.
Ish, right?
Ish.
Is that where that all came from?
No, because everybody's is different.
I don't remember.
Michael Phelps is different.
That's true. He's got bigger arm ratio than I do.
Arm ratio. Yeah. He has a different arm ratio. That's not fair.
And who's Mr. Fahrenheit? Isn't it a name for somebody? It's capitalized. Joe Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Why do we follow Joe Fahrenheit, not Joe Celsius?
I don't know. Why?
Joe Celsius makes it so simple.
Just
it's 0 to 100. Freezing,
because that's
boiling.
What everybody else is doing, too.
I know.
And, like, isn't that the thing with peer pressure? You're supposed to cave to it.
Yes. Everybody give in. That's how it works.
If all your
Everybody else is doing it. Yet on this particular one, nope.
Why?
We have standards.
Wow. I mean, to be that.
Yeah.
Pig-headed.
Well, welcome to our country.
Hey.
That's also helped in many a circumstance,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
But when it comes to the temperature, boiling water, not so much.
Two math not really loving folk, please make it easier.
At this stage in your life right now, would you dedicate to learning the entire Celsius system?
Therein lies the problem. Couldn't we just start with a generation and then the rest of us.
All children born in 2025?
Yeah.
I feel like it should be an even number.
Probably 26.
Yeah, 26.
No, we should hold off.
I was thinking something ends with a zero.
Yes. My thoughts, exactly. 2030.
Yes.
All children born 2030 on will do
we'll
metric.
We'll learn metric.
Yeah.
Both in measurement, weight, length, distance, and temperature.
I like that we think that we can make it so. You guys, we decided.
We're going to start a GoFundMe and an online petition, a change.org petition.
Change.org,
that's
yes.
going to get
that's
it done.
That's where we need to take this.
That's for sure going
to
take it.
Let's take it to a higher power.
To the people.
The internet.
The internet.
The highest power we know, the internet.
Because I can't even get cups and every time I'm buying something for a recipe, I am looking on my phone. Cups, pints, quarts. Because I always get them out of order. What?
You do?
I do, yes. Does it?
Pints and quarts?
Pints, quarts, gallons, yeah.
Really?
Cups, yeah.
Oh,
ounces,
no.
All of it. I don't deal in that world, ever, until I'm grocery shopping.
Until you're cooking.
And I'm either coming with not as much, like half as much buttermilk or twice as much buttermilk.
This is wrong.
It's never the right amount of buttermilk.
And she lets you know. This is wrong.
No, I'm frustrated at myself. I should know this. I don't think she knows or cares either. She's just copying a recipe and putting it in the app.
True.
This is one of those, if you're a company, you want to spend a little money and put an ad in the grocery store, put tables of measurement on the
right on
refrigerated,
the
not even on the bottle. Well, a bottle would be good.
That'd be
just
nice.
On the clear door.
Yes.
That way I can look at the door and go, oh, I need one of those.
I never know.
Thanks, Skechers.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, yeah. I don't know how much is in here.
I don't either.
And then how much I need and pouring it.
But if we're milliliter to liter, math.
Easy.
It's so simple.
Okay. Let's make this happen.
I have.
Ben, make a change.org.
Here's what we need to do. We need to live and work overseas. Give us a good 6 months. Let's live it first.
We're going abroad?
We could go to Canada.
The Morning Scramble abroad.
We could the Morning Scramble live from London.
Wow.
Because right now, it'd be like around lunchtime. So wouldn't that be great? Our morning show starts at lunchtime in England.
Get so
but
much
then
sleep.
We could try it
yeah.
for 6 months.
Yeah.
And we'll learn really, how the because the thing for me is temperature. Because
mm-hmm.
you tell me a 60, and I know exactly what that feels like.
Right.
But if I'm there, and it's, well, right now, 5 above is minus 15 Celsius, right? There's where we'd have to learn it. Give me a good 6 months.
If we had 6 months, we could
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. I feel like then I can come back and file a better GoFundMe and a better change.org.
Okay.
I also love that we're trying to crowdsource people giving us money for this.
First demand a vacation.
It's a working vacation.
Sabbatical. A long working vacation.
Yes.
And then we'll make the change happen.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just solve the big problem.
Yes. And got a free vacation.
Hey. Way to go. And good news. They caught the Hot Pocket thief.
I didn't know we had one.
I didn't either. But apparently there was one
Watch
in
your
Michigan.
Pockets.
Yeah. Hot Pockets. Those, if you heat it up in the microwave, it is molten lava.
You put it in its little cardboard house.
Yes. The cardboard helps.
Has the silver roof.
Somehow heat it.
Yes.
And bake it crispy on the outside.
And then 3 days later, you have a brand new set of skin in the roof of your mouth.
Every time.
Yes.
Because you can't wait.
Was this person stealing them cooked or at the store?
At the store.
Okay.
A man in Michigan named Daniel Hudson went to a Dollar General and he started stuffing Hot Pockets into his pockets.
Now, aren't they sold in a box?
Yeah.
How big are your pockets for your Hot Pockets?
I don't have in the description. He had to have had maybe an overcoat or some sort of big, maybe he had those old 90s like Junko jeans.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're really into stealing Hot Pockets, you take a normal pocket of a jean,
yeah.
cut the bottom, and then find more pockets and just sew and sew and sew and sew.
Keep going.
Till it goes to about your knee.
And I don't know, at a Dollar General, do they sell them individually?
They may sell them individually.
Maybe they do.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Good question.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, okay, an employee confronted him.
Good.
Like, hey, you can't steal Hot Pockets at this Dollar General. And Daniel did not take it well. He started yelling. He reached into another pocket where he had a gun.
How many pockets does he have?
So many pockets
also,
does
Also, you've
Daniel
got a hot
have.
pocket and a gun pocket. Don't confuse them.
Which is
them.
Also a hot pocket.
Because I think
is
if you
not?
Put a gun in a microwave, that's not going to be good.
Not good. He makes some threats and the employee's like, whoa, man, it's just Hot Pockets. Please go and please do not hurt anybody with that gun of yours. So Daniel goes. They then call the police.
Of course they do.
The police are, pretty easily, they knew exactly who he was because he's a regular at this Dollar General. So they told them the guy's name. The police show up at Daniel's work.
Yeah.
And they catch him in the break room.
They get him at work.
They got him at work in the break room.
Having?
And guess what he was eating?
Hot Pockets.
That's right.
Is that right?
They caught him red-handed. Hot Pockets.
Well, probably red roof of mouth did.
Yes. Also that. So he told the police it was all a misunderstanding. He didn't see the clerk. He was just taking them because he thought.
They were free?
That since nobody was at the register, he didn't have to pay. And they're like, but then you got a gun out and then you started waving the gun around.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
Well.
Is this entire time, was he trying to talk while having a scalded roof of his mouth?
He could not.
So it just kind of sounded a little different. Ha. Half of ice.
You know when you had the hot in your mouth and you're trying to blow it out at the same
what,
time?
Me? I wasn't eating a hot pocket. Yeah. Why don't people spit food out that it's hot? You keep it in there thinking you're going to instantly cool it.
Because it's food.
That's a good point.
Delicious. I'm not letting that go.
It's molten cheese and pepperoni byproduct. Why would I spit that out?
I'm not spitting out my hot
pocket. Well, I'm glad that justice was served that day.
Police didn't buy it. He's facing theft and gun charges.
As one should.
As he should. The Hot Pocket thief, case closed.
They don't serve that in prison.
Justice.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Blair, I've fallen in love with the Korean Shinko pear. Are you familiar with the Korean Shinko pear?
Is it a fruit or a TV show?
Good question. Excellent question. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
It's about the size of a softball.
Uh-huh.
And you buy them in packs of three at your local big club store.
Okay.
And on a shopping trip yesterday... we went with some friends, and he's like, dude, you got to try these pears.
Get these pears.
And I'm like, I love pears. Shannon doesn't love pears. He said, you'll eat all of them. And it's not a pear. Because what? A pear is like about the size of your fist and then it's a little smaller on top, right?
Yeah.
If that. No, I'm talking 4 inches in diameter. This is like softball size pear.
Is it like a pear?
It is a pear. It's a pear. It's a Shinko pear from Korea.
But they're soft. Because I like a soft pear, not a like apple-y woody pear.
No, this is an apple-y woody pear.
Okay, no.
You wouldn't have it?
I would try it.
I think most people don't like pears because they're gritty.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Soft or hard. No, this is more woody and hard.
But gritty?
It's pear-y. I don't feel it to be...
Pear is not like a defined enough fruit, I feel, to be like...
Here's what I want. Brussels sprouts had a moment. Pears are deserved the same moment. Are they not?
Are you fighting?
The poor pear.
Fighting for pear justice?
I feel like I'm fighting for pears.
Okay.
Pears don't get enough respect.
Hey, you guys, let's respect pears a little bit
let's
more, okay?
Let's love them the way they should be loved.
Okay.
They're fantastic.
They're okay.
They're great.
They're fine in small doses.
See, that's the same would have been said for Brussels sprouts until someone put some... You go back to old school.
Brussels sprouts are delicious.
They are now.
Yeah.
Because we're eating them differently.
Like kind of
Brussels sprouts
on the outside.
Out of a can.
No.
Back see, when
no.
you're three.
No. Yeah. When I was a kid
there
and they
you
were
go.
Frozen or from a can.
Something happened.
No. Mushy. No.
I will also say the same thing happened for avocado. Mushy. Guacamole.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then there's a movement. Something gets behind them. And helps propel their success. They
and
get
for
a good
pears,
PR
the
campaign.
Thing behind them is Dancing Eric Hansen.
I am in charge now of getting the world to embrace pears better than they have been.
Look at that, pears. You got
and
somebody on your side.
And I'm going to start with the Shinko pear.
Shinko pears.
From Korea.
Okay.
It is huge and awesome.
I'm scared that
I'll
it's
be
a woody
snacking
pear.
On that all day today.
Okay. You're going to be giving me a slice.
I will give you a slice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I demand a slice.
I demand you fall in love with it.
I'm glad that you're offering it because I also demand it.
Do you want it now since you're demanding it?
If you are going to be talking about these pears.
I feel like I should just get it for you now.
Is it already sliced?
It's ready to go.
Well, get me a Shinko pear? Shinko?
Shinko. S-H-I-N-K-O, the Shinko pear.
Oh, it's not as green as I thought either. It's more of a...
It looks like it is a pear of fall, right?
It looks like jicama.
Here, I'll try some as well with you.
Okay.
Same time. Ready?
Three, two.
Shinko pear.
Here, go ahead.
Mmm. How's that for a pear?
That's
right?
A nice pear.
I know, it's a great pear.
Well, that's weird.
What, that you love it?
It's light and crisp.
It's great.
Huh.
I got two more. You want me to bring one in tomorrow?
Are you having a problem eating your pears?
Well, Shannon hates them, so it's just me and my pears.
I don't want to deprive you.
I want to share with you.
Okay, I accept.
Yay!
Let me finish this pear.
All right. You're the first person I've converted. I got to keep a list.
Wait. But you were converted. So is this like a ripple effect?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I doubled the conversion rate. Next up, I got to convert... Two more people, so I'm at four.
Should somebody tell
then
Korea that you are doing this so that they're ready?
I don't think we're going to impact production just yet.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of time.
I'll just wait.
Isn't that good?
It's pretty good.
That's the Shinko pear.
It's not as sweet.
No, it's not, but it's not woody either.
No.
Right?
No.
But it's not mushy. It's crisp.
It's nice.
It's a crisp pear.
It's a nice pear.
Thank you.
Huh.
Thank
well,
you.
I didn't anticipate liking that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But I'm glad that I did.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I anticipated enjoying my Christmas present a little bit more than I have this morning. You were saying about how you did like a fashion show and wore all the things that you had received.
All my new Christmas clothes.
One of the things that I received was a crimping iron for Christmas.
Okay.
Because Taylor from Those Girls in the Afternoon has a crimper and she does her hair like that and it's super, super cute. And I was like, I would like to do that as well.
Just in general, compared to a curling iron or a straightener or a flattener, what does a crimper look like and what does it do?
It's like a clamp that has three barrels of curling irons that clamp down on your hair and creates a nice wavy pattern.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started crimping my hair this morning.
Yeah.
And it kept getting bigger.
So it was adding body and volume.
And it just kept going and going. And then when I was finished crimping my hair, I found that it resembled Bozo the Clown.
You look if I may.
Yeah.
As a child of WGN who grew up with Bozo.
Yes.
The top part of your hair still looks crimped a little bit.
Okay.
And has a Bozo feel.
Yes.
But
the bottom.
Bozo had a best friend. And I don't remember that friend's name, but the bottom of your hair.
You don't look like Bozo. You look like Bozo's friend.
You look like Bozo's best friend.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Cheers. Iowa legislative session starts today. Republicans still have control of both the houses. This is the ninth consecutive year. But for the first time since the 70s, supermajorities in both the House and the Senate. Governor Kim Reynolds scheduled to deliver her annual condition of the state address to the legislature tomorrow. The days of this sound at the gas station are gone, but the days of watching prices is every day, right? You're always trying to find the lowest price of gas. Thumbs up with gas prices in the state of Iowa. Nowhere in Iowa should gas right now be over $3 a gallon. Crude oil prices are steady. Wintertime means less demand and lower costs. Gas should be pretty much the same all 99 counties. However, there's a 50-cent plus discrepancy right now.
Why?
Depending on where, nobody knows. AAA's looking into it. Nobody can track it out. It's not just like Casey's decided to raise prices.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense geographically at all. So you got 311 in parts of the state like Southwest Iowa, and then you've got 266 on average. Right now we're at 269 to 284 in Eastern Iowa. So it's just, they don't know. AAA always monitors the stuff. Yeah. They're like, this just seems weird. It doesn't, I don't know.
They don't know and you don't know.
I really don't know.
But why? What?
Stop
asking me.
I don't know.
The story is they don't know.
Nobody knows. Typically when you shop Menards, a couple things are true.
Yeah.
You save big money.
Sure.
When you shop Menards. And oftentimes, one just ended this weekend, you bring in their brown paper bag and it tells you you save like whatever percent, right?
It's usually That's a their strange stick. Number.
It's like 11. Like,
yeah, 11%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that bag in my world is a grocery bag, which I think is the perfect symbol or icon for the fact that our local Menards are doing a food drive right now for area food pantries.
Really?
And it's not bring in a bag of food, but while you're there, they do have non-perishable items for sale, or you could bring them in, but look for the local donation box, and they're going to make sure that that food gets distributed to food pantries in our area. It goes all the way through March, which is fantastic.
Wow.
By the way, this is going on at all Menards, all 351 Menards across 15 states.
Dang.
And they're mostly in the Midwest, if I remember right. They're based out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So awesome that this is going on. A food drive right now at your local Menards. Going to be sunny today with a high of 18. One. That's it tonight with a slight chance of snow, 15 and sunny tomorrow. Every number I just gave you is the actual temperature. Now it's going to have wind chill on top of it. So today, minus 10 wind chill. Tonight, minus 10 wind chill. And I'm guessing probably tomorrow, close to the same. Four above, minus 12 right now with the wind chill. And the morning scramble on your radio and on your smart speaker.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
The damage from these California wildfires is extensive. So many people are affected, homes destroyed. One home is the home of Ricky Lake, former talk show host.
Yeah.
She actually shared a post on Instagram, sharing a video of her home after the fires, just rubble afterwards, and B, a clip of her time on a Netflix show called Live from the Other Side with Tyler Henry. Tyler Henry is a medium, and he's kind of like Hollywood's medium.
Yeah, he's the guy that looks off and just starts spiraling on a notebook.
Yeah.
And then that apparently is his vortex into the other side.
But he's made a name for himself specifically working with celebrities and people in Hollywood. And he actually sat down with Ricky Lake 3 months ago and predicted that something like this would happen to her.
You keep talking. I don't believe a single sentence of that.
You don't believe
that? Oh, God, no. What? I'll give you this.
Fire and water.
Hell no.
You don't think that he predicted it?
No. Please no.
That's crazy.
Please no.
That's crazy. And then she did.
It's easy to go back and find old conversations where that popped up and then it just seems to fit the narrative right now. You've got my hackles up now. No, I don't believe any of that.
But did he do it for everybody? Well, he sat with Ricky.
Yeah.
Anyways, she shared it. She's like,
is it a little eerie?
Just a little weird that was predicted.
Giving you zero stock in that.
Nothing.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I love the story. I'm just not a believer.
And what's she supposed to do with it? Hey, in 3 months, you're going to have a major fire.
Okay. What did you do with that information, Ricky Lake?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. We had reported in this very program about Kevin Costner getting a little cozy in Aspen, Colorado with Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
They shared a drink and a couple of laughs with some friends. It was kind of over the holiday season. Apparently, there's been some activity post-drinks.
What?
Yes. Source says, at the moment, things are still in the very beginning stages, but after they hung out in Aspen, Kevin made sure to send J-Lo a huge bouquet of flowers, her favorites, a little handwritten note, along with a magnum of champagne.
A magnum of champagne, you say?
That's like a biggie. A big thing
of champagne. That's two bottles in one bottle.
That's two bottles in one bottle, yes. According to one reporter. With great knowledge on the size of champagne bottles.
I don't believe in psychics, but I believe in champagne bottles.
But I believe I'll have another drink, says Dancing Eric Hansen.
I'll have two magnums, please.
Since then, they've been talking pretty much every day, and the plan is to get together for dinner in the next couple of weeks.
What?
Once their schedules line up. You know, they're both very busy people. Yeah, apparently some friends say they think that this, as weird as it may sound, they might be a great match for each other. Jennifer loves how passionate Kevin is about making movies. He's also a musician, though. He loves music. He's in awe of how incredibly fit and just youthful she is, and she's inspiring him to maybe hit the gym and prove that age is just a number. He's also an old school romantic, which Jennifer loves, a little bit of romance. She's trying to, you know, she said she was going to be single. She promised us. And I want to hold her to that. But
she tends to fall in love swiftly.
Too easily. But it has been a massive ego boost to have somebody like Kevin Costner being interested. So I get it. Boost your ego, girl. But don't forget the promise you made to be single.
Yes.
You made that promise to you. You must honor it to
and,
you.
And us.
Yeah.
You owe us, your
and
fans.
And also we feel like we are owed here. Yeah. Over the holidays, Will Ferrell appeared at an LA Kings hockey game fully dressed as Buddy the Elf. But the Buddy the Elf that we saw at the LA Kings hockey game, not quite as sparkly. He was unshaven, very unhappy looking. He was drinking a beer and he had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Yes.
It just looked like, oh, Buddy the Elf fell on hard time. Why did he do that?
It's a great question.
There's been so much talk about an elf sequel.
A sequel?
And so people got people talking like, is that like he's trying to make it happen? He's trying to put it in the universe. No, that's not what he was doing. He was with the Kelsey brothers on their podcast. And he said that he just did it just because. He said the reaction was insane. What's he doing? Is he promoting something? And occasionally I just like to do weird things just to stir it up. And just so you know, it was not a real cigarette. It was a candy cigarette.
I think it has to be. You're inside a sports venue. It's not going to happen.
You're not going to be allowed to smoke.
Does that go hand in hand with him swimming in like the Mississippi River? Was that for a commercial?
Well,
he just does weird stuff.
He does. But I, after watching the documentary.
The road trip movie?
The road trip with his pal Harper. Harper loves Old Milwaukee beer.
Oh, that's right.
And so I think Will Ferrell did the ads for Old Milwaukee beer here in the area because of Harper.
But that whole idea of him like signing up to be on 5 baseball teams in a day, it's a publicity stunt.
True.
That's all it is.
Yeah. He's just having fun.
He just finds way to stay relevant in just the oddest of ways. But I saw the photo and it was never explained. And I kind of like it that way. I'm like, I'll just let him do that.
Just let him be weird.
Just let him elf.
Yeah. He's Will Ferrell. Let him be.
He just did it.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
One photo. Show us what you did over the weekend. That's what one-shot weekends are all about.
It's what you're doing at the office. You're going to get to the office, and I've always predicted it's around the coffee maker or the copy machine.
Mm.
Or maybe before the meeting starts.
Right.
Right?
Before a meeting.
I got to show you this. Oh, we had such a great time.
Before we get into business, here's what I did this weekend. Let me tell you, it was so much fun. Here's what I did this weekend. It was so great. It's a little chance to brag.
So we start, and then you go second. Although we technically go second with your photos. But either way, we start with our photos and our stories. And Claire, you're up to bat. You're the leadoff.
I have been waiting for this weekend since we had to postpone over the holidays. My daughter had her birthday She's 3 days after Christmas, you guys. So it was crunch time.
Yep.
And I totally took a page out of another mom's book. She's like, I always just push back the birthday party so I don't have to stress myself out during the holidays.
Wise idea.
So wise. So thank you, other mom. I stole that idea. I applied it here. She had her friends over for a big slumber party at our house. The party was themed to the game Roblox, and a game within that game, if I'm understanding it right, is called Dress to Impress. So my idea for the party was we're going to do Dress to Impress IRL.
In real life.
That's right. So I have a bunch of dress-up dresses for them to play with. We had some old Halloween costumes. I had a couple of wigs and some fun stuff for them to play with. My daughter opted to dress in her old Halloween costume as a dog.
I'm impressed.
Are you impressed?
She dressed to impress.
Because that was not the theme. They were doing like Taylor Swift, trendy, Barbie. Like we would give them themes and they'd go style outfits and then they'd like compete. And my oldest daughter, Audrey, got to be the judge for them. They thought it was so cool.
Did she wear the Dalmatian costume for all the categories?
Yes. Once she put it on, she did not want to take it off and she became a dog.
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable. She really does like dogs. I guess maybe I should have had the party be dog themed.
Next year. But guess what? She'll dress like Taylor Swift. But you can't win all of them.
I can't win,
You
man.
Can't win all of them.
I can't win.
You won this, though. She looks so happy in this photo.
She was thrilled. Very thrilled.
Looks great. What'd you end up doing for a cake, by the way?
Oh, we bought a cake, and then I bought a like decorating kit, and then I just put all these little things into the cake until, boom, the cake looks like the theme.
Lovely.
Thanks.
You have excitement and the joy of a child and cake and candles in yours. My photo is the joy of dancing Eric Hansen.
Oh, getting stuff done.
We tackled so many projects because all we had was an event Friday night with you guys and then like random things. Like I had a breakfast Saturday.
Yeah.
We had a dinner. Sunday, we popped Costco and some breakfast. But like chunks of time between football games and while football's on in the background. So we just started cleaning some of the garage out. We started cleaning some clothes out. This is load number 3.
Oh my.
Of declutter day 2. I've got another bin in my car of more donations today. Shredding will be today. The same shred bin is in my car now.
Oh my goodness.
But this is how I tackled Sunday. I'd go home, I'd load, I'd go drop stuff off. I come back home, Shannon would have another bin.
Here you go.
I go again.
You keep going.
I was on a loop.
Wow.
So may that be inspiration if you need that as you're going. Shannon must have gone through things last night because I just had like a few coats I actually forgot to take yesterday. Yeah. And now there's a bin just full of stuff. So she's paring down, which is good.
Isn't it nice though to kind of go through and it's like, oh my gosh, look where we had this pile of stuff that we don't
fantastic.
Want anymore. We have all this space.
And you know, it's not trash. It's usable.
No, it's usable stuff.
So we make sure to donate it, and it gets another life, which is great. Okay, let's move into the photo we thought each other was going to post, which is why we have 3 pictures.
In an effort not to double up and both of us having the same picture, we neglected to post the one picture that we really did want to share.
I cannot promote enough an event that takes place usually late January through mid-February at Bruce Moore Mansion, and it's called Modern Salon. And to describe it is impossible.
Yeah.
The best I can give you is look up what a salon was back in the Douglas Mansion, Howard Hall days, where you would have local performers come to your, instead of going to TCR or to go to like the Ideal Theater, you would have a show in your living room. You'd have a piano player. You'd have people do poetry and readings and sing songs. And people would come to your house and you'd dress up.
Yeah.
And they're maintaining that tradition nowadays at Bruce Moore.
This was my first one. It was very cool. There was like a lot of spoken word, which was so impactful.
Yep.
And then it all made sense with the music too. The music that they wove throughout the show kind of highlighted each point that they wanted to make. And the theme of the whole thing, which you and I both really enjoyed, was called Harmony.
So you get in, they have some light appetizers, a little red and white wine, some champagne, and the performance is right in front of you, and it's very audience friendly. Like there's not a lot of participation, but it's okay if you comment back, and they're right there in front. It's not like there's a stage It's made to be slightly interactive. It's just made to be enjoyed.
And as much as like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be like, we're dressed up. It's a fancy night. It's at Bruce Moore Mansion.
Yeah.
There was also a moment where they rocked out with kazoos and, you know.
They sang Queen with kazoos.
Like, it was awesome. It was awesome.
So that is how we all spent Friday night. It was great. Opportunity to get some friends together who had never been together as well, which is also a fun little
new friend,
maybe game to play as you're going into 2025. So from birthdays to declutter days to friends at Bruce Moore, those are our photos. You can see those now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. More importantly, Claire, we would love to see your photos.
Yeah, we want to see the photos that you took this weekend. What did you do? Drop a photo right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
So we do on Mondays The Office. That's what we do on Mondays. We're technically at our office right now. You talk about your weekends, and stories are made better when there's, you know, pages in the book that have pictures.
We're technically at our office. We are literally at our office.
Literally. Technically and literally at work right now.
Literally.
And we are sharing our photos, have shared our photos from One Shot Weekends. Now we're going to dive into yours.
I love winter weekends because it's like, you can wager everything or nothing.
It seems to be a lot of go, go, go.
Yeah.
Or because there was so much football on this weekend, for example. Like one of the photos out of the gate, and unfortunately that team lost. But Ashton, thanks for sharing your photo. It looks like the whole family is watching the Buccaneers play. That was the game last night on NBC.
Sweet.
Yes.
It's nice to just kind of like re-energize, recharge yourself. There's a couple of, you know, hanging out just, you know, didn't do anything.
The dog under the Spider-Man blanket.
So great.
I could have taken all of those pictures of Roland and Kingston. Mary, that's all they did.
That is such a great photo. Thank you for sharing that.
Anita, I like this. So a couple people who were a little more active this weekend. One was go to Des Moines. They had Giordano's Pizza. That's a Chicago-based chain. They've got a store in Des Moines. And then they drove and they saw the folded flags as part of the Veterans Parkway.
Oh, cool.
What a way to make a special weekend for you. And it's a special memory.
Absolutely.
So thanks for sharing that, Anita.
We also have hockey season is here. Deirdre went to see the Rough Riders and Vanessa went to see the Iowa Heartlanders. So big hockey weekend as
couple
well.
Celebrations back to back on my list. We got Kendall. Her son turned 9. So they've got a big party in front of the fireplace. And then Amy was part of a baby shower for her oldest daughter. We're trying to figure out the theme. There's a checkerboard. Now, part of me thinks
a race flag, right?
It seems racing, but then if I look at mom to be, she's also wearing that color. Maybe she just likes a black and white checker, right?
Could be.
I don't know.
Like a classic Vans or something.
It does bring the pink out. So maybe that's it.
It does. We also had a couple of, you know, delayed celebrations like work office parties. Amy had one of those where they were having at the hockey game as well.
A couple of the cute ones towards the end. We'll start with Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue.
Oh my gosh.
She's getting so adorable and a little pretentious. it was, and we have these mornings every once in a while. It's like, you know what? We don't want to make breakfast. We'll just like go to McDonald's, right? And mom bought Charlotte the full breakfast, right? You get the pancakes and the eggs and those two little sausage patties.
Thinking she would be all about those pancakes, but
no. Charlotte steals mom's bagel for the win.
I'll have what you're having.
Adorable.
So cute.
Now, equally adorable is Nicole's picture.
Yeah. Nicole, this is so cute. She shared a photo of her 5-year-old because it is maybe one of those weekends where we're not really going anywhere. She let the 5-year-old dress herself and she chose Spider-Man costume.
Now you're a lot closer to this than I am. It's been fun every time we go to visit the niece and the nephew in Des Moines. At this point now, the niece picks out an outfit.
Yeah.
She has a look.
Yeah.
The nephew is still in the whatever I want to wear. If it's around the house, wear it around the house.
Go for it.
When you are going full on Spider-Man Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Puffy coat. Gloves and a hat because it's cold outside.
Yeah,
but
smart.
I think it completes the outfit, Nicole. Your 5-year-old, this could be the new trend for 5-year-olds going into February.
I love that the 5-year-old has washboard abs, too, with the Halloween costume. It's great.
Is she trying to shoot webs?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Or is she making finger guns? I can't tell. one or the other.
I think she's
Her mouth looks like she's going... pew, pew, pew.
I think she's shooting webs, but yeah, it is so cute.
Photos up right now. We'd love to see yours on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Triple vision? Because we got three vision boards?
Yeah.
All right, this was a project going into the year 2024. We're doing it again for the year 2025. Big thanks, by the way, to our listener, the vision board queen. I've nicknamed her.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you so much for giving us the idea to do vision boards. She got the idea from her friend. We've inspired other people. They said that they've been sending us pictures of their vision boards. This is so cool.
We're going to start with producer Ben's vision board. Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
Because not that we were grading.
No.
But we did want to at least measure out wins and losses. And I believe you had more X's than check marks. Is that fair?
I think it is.
Okay. As you look back on your board, and as we go into 2025, and remembering Michelle's advice, do you think that's where you missed last year?
Not enough effort?
You didn't put the work
in. Due to lack of effort?
Lack of effort.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I will admit, I mean, we all had really good visions and goals. And,
yeah.
Some of the things, like you knocked off travel.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great job with travel. But eating better, hitting the gym, that wasn't for you last year.
There's things that you wanted, but there were things that you put into practice. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What was your strategy going in before you unveil your 2025 producer Ben vision board?
I kind of had a couple things make reappearances. And then I just kind of scanned magazines and looked for inspiration.
So you, because we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Listener Michelle has the goal, finds the image. And that's how you did it.
Like I started doing that, and then I started doing what Ben did too. I'm like, well, is there anything that
just captures your eye?
Yes.
And that would make sense on your vision board. Okay. Are you ready?
Let's see it, Ben.
Let's do it.
All right. I'll start with the part that takes up about a third of my vision board. I want to make big bucks in 2025.
There's deer all over this.
What is that? Four deer? Three deer?
Look at the antlers.
Three large
so
deer.
So many antlers.
Big bucks.
Big bucks.
Yeah, I need big bucks. I don't care if I win the lottery. I've got to figure something out.
Okay.
Big bucks.
Make more money.
Big bucks, baby. Big bucks for Ben in 2025.
I
love it.
I like big bucks.
On the top left, I have a reminder to smile more.
Okay.
Lovely.
That's nice.
I think we should do some more volunteering as the Morning Scramble.
Yeah.
So I've got a volunteering picture and some quotes about volunteering.
Lovely.
The ranch part is just kind of random. I don't really know what that means, but I love ranch.
Ranch is on your mind for 365 days.
Maybe I can find the best ranch or something.
Ooh,
ranch really dressing sure. You're talking about.
Oh,
right?
I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
No, he wants to be a ranch.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of deer. I can't tell.
I've got a reminder to take vacations.
Yes.
And Shawn Mendes made a reappearance.
Yes! Get that bod. Get that bod.
Abs.
Don't want to forget about it.
Santa Claus rubbing a car.
There's Santa Claus rubbing a car because, I used to do, I don't know exactly what that means.
I think he's waxing a car.
Waxing it, okay.
I think he's shammying. I don't think he's rubbing a car.
I don't know yet exactly what that means.
Why is Santa rubbing a car?
He doesn't know.
That better be the podcast title. You don't know what that image is?
Well, I don't know what the image is, and I used to do a good job at keeping my car clean on the inside.
Yeah.
That was where my head first was maybe to keep my car cleaner.
Yeah.
But I could celebrate that.
I like that, yeah.
But maybe
yeah.
We could do Morning Scramble car washes dressed as Santa, I don't know.
Maybe you could.
I've got Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So that maybe we can host a Taylor Swift lookalike competition and get her to show up.
Okay.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That's one of your predictions, I think, for 2025.
Yeah.
It is.
Is there a football above Taylor's head?
I put that on. I thought maybe I could see myself trying out going to an NFL game or something.
Nice.
I'm not really big into sports, but that might be cool.
But why not?
I want to use my phone less, so I put a phone and crossed out an X on it.
I couldn't tell what that image was.
Oh, wow.
Less screen time.
Less screen
And then
time.
There's a shark.
And then I put left shark. That's kind of a reminder to do my own thing,
That's great.
I
yes.
love that. Do it. Yeah. Yes. Go your own way.
The imagery just on that is perfect.
Yes. Ben.
Right. The phone is literal.
Yes.
Left shark is just be yourself.
Yeah.
Be the shark in the Katy Perry halftime show that does its own dance.
I love that, Ben. That's a great vision board.
Thank you. I now have vision board envy. I have maybe half that amount of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I went too light. Well, wow. we'll find out.
Well, it's important to set those goals that you yes. can achieve. So Ben's got a lot to get after.
He does have a lot
in 2025. You've got a little less.
How are you feeling about yours?
I feel good.
All right.
I feel very good.
Well, that was our assignment over the weekend to tackle our vision boards. Producer Ben went first. He gets to sit in the back of the classroom now and judge the rest of the presentations. We'll get to the morning scramble. Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire's vision board coming up after 8:05 this morning.
It's the morning scramble.
The morning scramble.
Z102.9.
Well, coming off a vision board that includes a lot of big bucks and Santa Claus rubbing a car.
Go for it, Ben.
That's a great vision board from producer Ben.
Dream it.
We're now ready for 2 and 3 of the morning scramble. Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire. Here comes Dancing Eric Hansen's vision board.
Your vision for 2025 is?
I'm going to share it around the room.
Okay. What do you want to accomplish, sir?
Okay. I will work clockwise around the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing is Everything is not only the ad for plaque psoriasis, it is also the theory I'm going to use to get the back of my garage cleaned out.
Okay.
As a family member of two parents who have passed, I still have documents. I still have photographs. We got to go through that stuff. So Nothing is Everything. If I end the year with nothing back there, I'm going to be a happy guy. You see me on a boat? Well, that guy on a boat?
Yeah?
That's me. I want to do the show on water this year.
Okay.
This show is going on the water.
I like it.
It's on my vision board. When only the best will do, I'm going to continue to work on making the best of every situation. I believe in self-improvement. I love what I do. I've tried to master my craft, right? The best will do. There's a kind of a trio here. I actually printed these out. The saxophone represents getting back into music somehow. It could be saxophone. It could be piano. I don't care. Let's do lunch. I'm jealous. My wife takes a lot of lunches.
Yeah.
Why can't I do that?
Let's do lunch.
I have so many friends in the area that unless somebody has booked something, I never think to make the first phone call. I'm going to work on that.
I know. I always like reach out to me.
Steve Carell and I have been compared a lot on our Z102.9 TikTok videos that I sound like him. There is a goal to try to track him down somehow.
I like that.
That's on my vision board. My trainer says I need to walk more, so I put shoes on my board. That's the Black Eyed Peas at Disney. It's not about the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
It's about Disney. There is a fan convention in August, and I got to figure out a way to talk Shannon Hansen into going. There is a big football. I've told you guys, I have a dream. Ben wants to go to an NFL game. I want to see 3 Thanksgiving weekend.
Whoa.
I want to see a Thanksgiving game. I want to see a game on Friday and then a weekend game. So Shannon and I are budgeting for that now. We don't know the schedule yet. We have to wait till we get a schedule. Then we got to plan that out. I still want to get back on a bicycle, be it for Ragbri or the fact that we've got helmets in our house.
But instead of representing that with pie this year, you've chosen
a
bicycle.
I'm using a bicycle.
Good call. Maybe that'll help you complete your vision.
This is a surprise that I have a weird fascination with crossword puzzles. I would like to invent a crossword puzzle.
Puzzle dress? Like
no,
that picture?
I just found a crossword puzzle that looks like a dress,
okay,
but an actual crossword puzzle.
Okay.
And then lastly, harmony and chaos. You guys have worked with me long enough. You know I like a chaotic environment.
Yeah, you do.
I love 90 plates spinning at the same time. Mm-hmm. I thrive on that. I'm trying to embrace more harmony going into 2025. And lo and behold, I actually found an article. I didn't read the article, but I copied the image.
Lordy.
On harmony and chaos.
Okay.
So that completes the Dancing Eric Hansen.
Will you also make it your goal to read the article?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You borrowed an image from
I stole it off the internet.
I didn't read the article.
I did not read about harmony and chaos. Yeah. I like the image a lot. So there it is. Not as much, I think, as producer Ben, but I think all accomplishable. That's probably about the same account I had for last year.
Totally accomplishable.
All right. That's the Dancing Eric Hansen vision board.
My vision for 2025 has a lot of the same pictures that you guys had. I agree with Ben. I would like to volunteer, doing something.
Lovely.
Win, win, win. All 3 of us.
Okay.
Let's win, win, win.
Win. Big bucks? Like producer Ben?
Big bucks.
Okay.
I also have the Black Eyed Peas at Disney.
You have the same picture I do.
Yeah. I would also like to take a trip to Disney. I have a picture of Beyonce.
Yes.
My kids mentioned to my husband and I that they have never been to a concert and they would like to see a concert. That's doable.
Is Beyonce the dream or just a
She's
outdoor?
The only one I knew that is touring that they might be interested in 2025.
Interesting. Okay.
So maybe Beyonce,
all
maybe
right.
somebody else. We'll
Lovely.
See. New year, new space.
Yes.
My daughter needs a bedroom redesign and she needs it bad. She's had some of the same furniture since she was a little girl. And
yeah.
now she's getting to be like a teen and she just needs some more, a different way to use her space. So a redesign on that room.
Okay.
I've got a pork chop because for Halloween in 2025, we did trick or treat last year.
Yeah.
How about pork or treat?
I like the idea of pork or treat.
It's very Iowa focused.
Yes.
I have Lisa Marie Presley holding up a hand.
Okay.
That's because I'd like to work on high fives. I found out at the end of 2024 that I'm not a very good high fiver. I'd like to be better.
Okay. Some high five training.
High five training would
All
be
right.
great. I'm also working on my nail growth.
Yes.
I don't want these nails that
those
I
Those are fancy nails, producer Ben. What do you think of those?
Really big nails.
Are those I think he's hitting the ground?
Yeah. They're in enormous fingernails. I don't want these enormous fingernails,
okay.
but I'd like healthier fingernails.
Yes.
I also have a picture of us from our lookalike contest.
Yeah.
I think that we should do kids dressed up like the morning scramble. In
you want
some
the
way.
Hot costume for kids for 2025 to be the morning scramble?
Maybe it's Halloween. I want kids dressing up like I thought Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue dressed up as you dancing Eric Hansen
yes.
was adorable.
That's a great inspiration.
I think
inspiration.
That we could make that happen, and I think it's doable.
Okay.
I just want to read more books. I want to do a gingerbread house build and a phone.
What's the phone thing?
I just want to light up the phones.
You want more people to call the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a goal. It's my vision for 2025.
Light up the phones.
Light them up. So,
All
call,
right.
so call us.
If you have any comments or questions about our vision boards, if you want to call us onto the carpet, it starts by lighting up the phones.
Light up those phones.
Let's get Claire's first vision done.
Let's do it.
Feel free to join the Morning Scramble anytime by phone at 319-200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.